This is the What's on Draft podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the What's on Draft podcast. It says me, Connor, and I'm with Josh. I don't know why I keep doing this. Sorry, mate.
You can't even mention it and I keep doing it. Right.
Yeah, this is episode 11.
In the double digits. What, well,
in the double digits, I know, yeah. We're making up, moving up.
Moving up the mark.
What have we got on draft this week?
Oh, for me, because you know I'm going for the trying a different mixer every week, not just different drink every week. I have got the I did have the vodka Dan Lana Burlock.
Oof.
Before, and I don't think I've had that before, but I might have done. But I think it's new. So, but
I don't think you've had that.
I am running out of stuff, kind of thing. I could just do the same thing with gin. Just have gin and everything else, then rubbing everything else.
Yeah.
Just go for it, just do that.
It's a way to go.
Because I imagine
gin, Dan Lyon, Bioduck will be a mix as well.
Yeah, but well, currently I'm on Vodka Energy. But it's a flavoured mixed berry energy drink.
They've got a cup in as well. They've got a football cup, haven't they?
Yeah, is it Caribar? Yeah. I don't know how you pronounce it.
You said Gary Barlow.
Gary Barlow.
Is it Gary Barlow energy drink? What a mix that would be.
But no, I'm gonna get some of that battery that Tristan was on about.
I've been looking, you know. It looks quite expensive. It looks mint, though, doesn't it?
What's on your draft?
Well. I don't know how to say that, right? So I'm on gin and energy. I went to Asda because I was like, I need to boost myself up. I was feeling a bit drowsy. So I got Asdazone. Well, I don't know if it's Asdazone. It was cheap. It's called Rain.
Right.
Razzleberry. And then I realised when I got in that I had no vodka left. So I was like, yeah. So we had this All Fire gin. Someone's probably going to correct me on that. It's like an Indian gin, I guess, right? And I've added it together. And it's... Well, let's say it's concocted. it's created a curry flavored energy drink.
I didn't think you were actually going to say it.
Yeah, well, it's not. No, like it tastes like this. Is not because it's Indian. I'm not saying that's Indian. It generally tastes like, I don't know if it's like because the gin's hinted with spices.
Oh.
And then I've got razzleberry. It's created like
you've got your new cocktail there.
Yeah, it's an eventful drink, to say the least. Luckily, I'm at least halfway through, so I'll be on the lager.
The curry cocktail.
Yeah, I've got a full pitcher of it.
I said they're going to start selling it in spoons soon.
I've just had a swig.
Well, it tastes like, fair. So, anyone that's listening, yeah, let us know what you think of last week's episode. Because I think for both of us, we thought it was probably one of the best episodes we've done so far.
100%.
Just because Tristan's like funny as fuck. So
yeah, and it's good to get like obviously good mates in. I think, and obviously Kristen. I can't even remember his name. He's that good of a friend. No, he obviously top banter, and I think it's good getting people involved. I think it adds a bit of a different climate.
I think definitely. As well, because he's from a different country as well.
Yeah.
So definitely. I think that was getting his like perspective from a different country's point of view as well.
We definitely should get him back on. Like his.
It should be like the third like side host where he just comes on like every podcast every now and then.
But he's gonna end up taking my job him.
But yeah, he's got a better microphone than both of us. So on the last episode, his microphone sounds better than us too. So he sounds like the host of us.
I know, yeah, crisp Norwegian accent. It actually sounded like he was interviewing me at one point.
I could listen to him just talk and rant all day. So.
Yeah, but that podcast went, it was only meant to be, like, we were trying to stick to an hour, and that ended up being like...
It was like 2 hours, 20 minutes or something, wasn't it?
And it would have been a lot longer. Like, I think even Tristan was a bit gutted when we cancelled that. I know I was.
We easily could have done like another 4 hour one on that.
Yeah, maybe that's what when we do a 24 one when we go to Norway.
24 live streams, 24 podcasts.
Yeah, man, easy.
Fucking hell.
Oh god. Well, it's a special month this month anyway. I've just got it on Snapchat memories. But we're officially going into a year in lockdown, aren't we?
Been a rough year. Hasn't it?
It has been a rough year.
It's kind of flew by though. At the same time, I think. Yeah, these past couple months have like dragged. But I think like before that, it kind of flew by.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, I guess it's different for, like, obviously, you were working. I mean, but you were, like, in a terrible situation working, weren't you, in your flat?
Oh, my old flat was, yeah.
And you were on your tod. You were just locked in, like, a random city, that little town even, like, miles away from everyone.
It was literally, like, locked in a, like, 2x2 foot room.
Like a little cubicle, like a little tiny cubicle doing your gaming work.
With my fucking neighbours arguing 24/7.
Oh, God. Mate, it wasn't much better for me. I was locked in a room with my partner. I'm already in trouble for this.
But yeah, because this time last year I was in Prague.
Oh, yeah, because you were in Prague during lockdown, weren't you? Do you want to touch on that?
Well, yeah, me and a couple of mates, was it Hanson, Tyler, Adrian, Kieran? I think that was it, and Tyler.
And Connor didn't get an invite.
I think you did. So we went to Prague. I think we got there on the Thursday. On the Thursday, maybe. I think Corona was kind of still in the back of our minds. We're kind of a bit like, it'll be fine, kind of thing.
Yeah, and Joe said not to worry, didn't he? So we did.
We were over there. I think we went out the Thursday night. And on the Thursday night, like, loads of people were on about, everything's getting locked down tomorrow. But we kind of didn't hear anything. It was just like other people in like the clubs and stuff talking, or the pubs and stuff talking about it. And we were like, a bit unsure. Then sure enough, the next day, like, most things were shut down on the Friday. And then I think we ended up going to a restaurant on the Friday, maybe. But I think nightclubs and stuff were closed. I think they caused like big gatherings, but then on the Saturday, like, everything was closed, like literally you couldn't go in like anywhere. Everywhere was just like outside stuff. Like, it was actually ridiculous, but it was weird how like prepared they were for it though, because they had that much they had that many things that were serving things just through like windows and like outside stuff. It was weird how like prepared they were for it. Like, they just straight away locked everything down, made everything like ordered like takeaway only. And it was crazy how, like, just, like, straight away it was.
Like, just to point that out, right, that took us a year. Well, no, it didn't take us a year. That took us about 9 months to get to that stage, didn't it, really?
Yeah, it literally took, like, Czech Republic like a day. Like, literally, they just locked everything down. And then when we were there, everything took us so seriously. There's, like, signs everywhere. Like, back then, there was, like, no social distancing and no masks. Because that was before, I think, we knew that was, like, meant to help it, that kind of thing. But everything was just like shut. We still had a good time. Like, there was still like, obviously, we still walked around and just admired the city, kind of thing. Got on them electric scooters, just bopping about on them.
Tyler get pulled over.
Oh, God, that's a fucking funny story. Tyler and fucking Aiden. Was it Aiden? Yeah, they got pulled over by the police because they were on them. Because there's certain areas where you're not meant to be on them. Or like certain roads, so they were on it. But I think they have like. It's like a mini EMP in the fucking car or something, because they could like stop them. They can like stop the scooters.
Fucking EMP.
So like Tyler was like probably just like riding along the scooter, and the police car pulled up, and then his scooter just started slowing down and stopped.
Were they scooters? I thought they were like Segways or some shit. Like, were they like a long scooter bottom?
They're just like electric scooters.
Oh, I mean, that's crazy though.
But it's kind of what they have in like America and all that stuff. Well, they've only just got them in England, haven't they? Like the past, whatever.
Oh man!
But they are mint though. They do go quite fast when you got like they've got like full battery. They are fucking mint.
I'll just have to go to Prague on my own and find out.
So he got pulled over. Everybody got pulled over, and I think some stuff did happen. I don't know what I was saying. Just in case, he didn't get arrested or nothing bad. But
he had a cavity search.
I won't go into it. But that was bad. But yeah, I think then Hanson nearly got run off by a tram.
What? He found, a tram?
A tram.
Did you say a tram?
No.
I think you were just being like fucking offensive.
trolley. An actual, because there's like obviously the grooves in the city where like the trams are. They put a dangerous across because obviously like, the wheel could just get stuck in it or something. Hanson just fell off and like fucked his knee up, like in front of like the tram or something.
Oh no, oh man, Oh, crazy. So,
yeah, but that was good fun. Though. Cause, yeah, like when it comes, well, Prague, like, it's quite cobbly, but when you find like a smooth street, you can't have a tarmac, you can't have a bomb on it.
Oh god, I'd love that.
So it was good. And then we just went to the shop and just bought like shitloads of bottles of like vodka and stuff and just trying to get in the apartment. Really, so but that's fair. Luckily, it was like quite a cheap holder.
You
want to
shoot guns
in
that as well?
Oh, you? Yeah, we did actually. Yeah, so then on the couple, I mean, what day was it? Was it the Saturday or something? Yeah, we went, go like shoot some guns and stuff, like real guns and stuff. So that was pretty cool. We did like all sorts of like pistols, sniper rifles, shotguns, assault rifles, like the whole thing, really.
I didn't even know it was legal to have guns in the Czech Republic.
I don't know if it is. Nope. Because it was sketchy as fuck. Like, I'm not enjoying the drive to this place was literally like almost as long as the flight. Honestly, the drive to this place out of the six is honestly as long, almost as long as the flight to get to Prague. It was
in the middle of nowhere.
Honestly, it was like literally sketchy as fuck. We literally go in the middle of nowhere, literally look at Chernobyl. Just picture like a part of rustic, like Eastern, like European, like. Kind of like, yeah, Czech Republic, like Russian kind of style, like wilderness. That's what it was. It was just like fucking Chernobyl. it was crazy. We literally just drive. We got picked up in a van. So it was in a van. We just got put in this like van. And we just drive.
Van even have windows.
Yeah, it did, thankfully.
Bags on your wrist.
But then we were just driving. It was fucking ages. And we were like, where the fuck are we going? And we drove somewhere. This must be it. And then like, we went off like the motorway. And then, like, literally just ain't this sticks. It's just, like, there's, like, a house every, like, mile or something. Just, like, this is a massive farmland. They're like, where the fuck are we going? And we found...
booked it?
Tyler.
Oh, that explains it.
But the thing is, apparently, it was just, like, if you just Google it, it was, like, one of the first things that pops up on Google. So, I mean, I presume it must be legal to have them. But I think you can have firing ranges in England, to be fair. Maybe.
Yeah, I think, well, you're allowed to go and do certain things. Like you're allowed like a hunting license and some shit. I think I don't know the ins and outs.
Yeah, but crazy, but yeah, it was meant though. It was quite scary though, because like,
I can't imagine.
Like, but yeah, it was fucking. Because obviously when you, but even like you've got to have like your ear muffers on and stuff.
Yeah.
And the guys like for one, it's like you can like take them off if you want, just to see actually how loud it is. And we took off, and honestly, like, you don't want to fucking take them off. Like, even outside, like, because obviously in the films and stuff, everyone just shooting shit inside and all that.
Yeah.
Like, you would actually, like, go deaf. Like, if someone shot, like, a gun inside, like, a building.
You know, someone shot a pistol next to someone's head, and he had, like, major tinnitus or something.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. I think the first gun was, like, a G360 or something. Shooting one of them. I think that was like, I might have been a pistol first, maybe, and then one of them. And then we went to like, this is quite easy. It's quite like the recoil was on it. And then we went to like a pistol. I don't know if it was like, I can't remember what pistol it was, but it was quite like a hefty pistol. And like the kick on that was fucking unreal. I literally felt like just a kick of a pistol was going to blow your arm off.
Jesus.
It's like fucking hell. And then we did that. And we did, I think we did like an AK-47. We did like shotguns, and then at the end we ended up doing a sniper rifle, and that's fucking insane. That is, like it's obviously got like sniper games and stuff. Doing like you snipe on like say COD, Battlefield, and other games and stuff. But like it'd be probably physically impossible to shoot a sniper standing up. We didn't lift them up. They were like just like the recoil and just aiming and shit like that. So for us it was on like a table and we were like sat. Yeah, so we just sat doing it like on a table. And it just looks like so like complex. And
did he have to talk through it with you? Because I've watched a video on it before where like someone put his eye like too.
You can't do that. Yeah, because the recoil, you probably fucking. Yeah, knock yourself out doing that. But yeah, because we were all like a bit too scared to do it. So he said we could cock it out ourselves and things like that. But he just did that because like we could like, so it was kind of just on like a bipod and we lifted it up and like shot on that. But it is like fucking mental. Like you can't like aim for shit. It's actually like mental. I think we did hit the target and stuff. But it's like ridiculous. And then, like, when like, you shoot, and then, like, he was, like, bolting the rifle. It was just mental of a...
But it's crazy. I'm so jealous. I'd love to shoot one.
Yeah, it is crazy. I was a bit, like, worried at first. I was, like, put on nervous, but then as soon as you get into it, it was, like, good crack to have a...
You start running around like an American. Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah. Yeah, it's mental for me. Yeah, I guess, yeah. Someone from England's point of view has never done it before. It's
we just stab people, don't we?
So yeah, I guess, yeah, you get Americans where just everyone has a gun and is shooting in the back garden all the time. for the bands.
I know, but it's mental, really, when you think about it. Like obviously, from our perspective, not to like go on like gun fucking whether guns should be banned or not, but it seems crazy, like, to us. That's just a normality for Americans.
Yeah, it's
like a weapon
crazy.
That's so lethal. Like, don't get me wrong, like, knives and whatever, your fists can be lethal the same way, but I think guns are just over. Like, who needs an M16 in the fucking house?
Yeah, yeah. you can just, it's weird, like, I think they said before, you can just walk in, it's like walking into an Asda here, and they just sell it. Like, they have them just advertised as soon as you walk into Asda, or like their Walmart, and they're just like, M16 on sale, half price off or some shit. But you get a free grenade and a free fucking bazooka if you like power, get one free kind of thing on fucking guns.
Fucking free bazooka and a porn mug, like proper American.
It's just
a fucking kind of monster.
So it's just like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is insane, but like, you just fucking get whatever. Like I remember like someone saying, or like, if you walked into a Walmart with a chainsaw, like, you'd get told to leave.
Yeah.
But if you walk in, you can walk into, I don't know if it's Walmart or Target or something, but you can walk in with a fucking RPG.
Yeah.
And
well,
don't say anything.
If you walked in with, say, like, a samurai sword or something, they're probably fucking, someone would probably try and shoot you for walking with a samurai sword. But, like, if you walk in with a fucking LMG or some shit, or like an RPG, they'd be like, oh, no. Yeah.
You just start docking it up on a table, like, oh, it's all right, normally.
Like, it's like, what the fuck?
Oh, boy, it's absolutely crazy. But then it obviously leads to, like, fucking the police just having shoot anything, don't they? Because you kind of, like, I don't get wrong, there is police, like, shit police. But, like, imagine, like, being in the police, right, in America is like being in the army, isn't it? Like, you basically, every time you get a call, you don't know if they've got a gun to shoot you.
Yeah, that is pretty mental thing. Because obviously in England, like most, like obviously knife crime's really bad. But that's a lot easier to defend from than a fucking gun. And obviously there's still gun crime in England and stuff. But for us, it's like a rare occasion where like the gun squad gets called out, isn't it, in England?
Yeah, they tend to always like be successful because our gun squad's just as like effective as like the Americans, essentially, because they're trained the same. But, you know, like, obviously, and that's the thing, because people in America can go and train to be this perfect, like, marksman, right? But in England, because obviously guns are illegal, whoever has a gun is an idiot and can't shoot as good as the police can.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's the comparison, but it's crazy shit. Yeah, I'd love to shoot just to see what it's like.
Yeah, but I think you can go to some place in England, didn't you? It's like, you can, like, shoot pistols and stuff in
it's
some,
probably
like,
Scotland, not like,
go to fucking in some island. I guess, yeah, finish up on the price. So, yeah, did all that. And then, on the Sunday, I think, like, we were like, got like one of like the last flights out of the country or something. Because on the Monday, they were saying all flights are like closed and like things like that. So, it's like a good job. We were like booked it to leave on the Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I think if we didn't book it for the Monday, whatever, we might have been stuck there or something, you know what I mean?
Speaking Chechen at the moment.
Luckily we got like, yeah, we went left like Sunday, like afternoon, like late, maybe, yeah, like Sunday evening kind of time. I think we got, and then we went back to England for like a week, and I was back at work for like a week, and then England went in lockdown like a week after.
England, like,
and then everyone at work was like, oh yeah, like, see you in like 3 weeks or whatever. However long, and then a year later, still not seeing some people in like a year. I was like, fuck it all.
Oh, but I know it's crazy. It was crazy, right? Because I missed like England going into lockdown because I had suspected Corona the week before.
All right, yeah.
So I had to isolate, like, I had to isolate for 10 days and Sarah had to isolate for 14. Like, that's when that rule came about, or some shit like that. Or what, 7 days. So I was like, I rang up work and was like, I was, like, passing out, coughing. Like, I literally, like, Sarah came downstairs and I was asleep on the floor, like, because I was, like, coughing that bad.
Yeah.
And I just fucking hit the deck. So I rang in and I was like, yeah, I think this is me, you know, write my will and all that shit. And then, like, I finally started coming around and then, like, I was like, oh, I can go back outside now, you know what I mean? I can go to the pub again.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, yeah, we're in lockdown. I was like, what the fuck? did you ever get,
well, saying that, I don't think COVID tests were, like, an easy thing to get back then, was
it? No, it was literally impossible, essentially,
like,
yeah.
Like, because now we can just order one, can't you? But I think, yeah, back then, I don't think they had them, did they, really?
No, like, you weren't, they were like, well, no, that's the issue what everyone had with England is the fact that, or the UK, is the fact we weren't testing anyone.
Yeah.
Where the rest of, so, like, England was, like, sat there pointing its finger going, ah, Spain and France are, like, really bad. And it's just on the fact that we weren't testing anyone. So yeah.
But did you ever end up getting, like, an antibodies test?
No, because they came just as fucking valuable, like, towards the, so they came more of a common thing about 2-3 months ago, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah, you should get one just to see if you fucking actually did have it.
I know, yeah, people were saying they were, I think I tried booking in one just before Christmas and I just couldn't get in.
Yeah, because I think, well, yeah, I know, like, quite a lot of people have said, like, say, like, December, January time, like, quite a lot of people were ill, like, December, January time.
Yeah.
Like, last year, like, before COVID. And, it, like, loads of people think, like, oh, they might have actually had it.
Oh, 100%. It makes sense. We had I think I had corona because it was quite similar symptoms, but a lot of people who work with the Kings and myself that December were off ill, and we found out, like, you know, just before lockdown, that a guy, a regular, comes in, his mate who he works with went to China.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, in the November time, do work or whatever, and then he came back and he had this cold, and he obviously just thought it was a flu, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously, and then he was coming in the King. Like, you give it to him, he's came in the Kings, and literally, I think about 6 of our staff were, like, off.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Like, so, not being able to talk and shit.
But, like, it's so weak. Well, like, in the future, like, when you have, like, just say a flu or a cough or something, it's going to be so, like, weak. I guess it's, maybe it's just if, in some jobs when you're working, because I know, like, where I work, like, if you're in the office and someone's got, like, a cough or a cold, or, like you just look like kind of going to work.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's kind of, like, it's still quite bad because then that means those other people can get, like, a cough or a cold from that other person. But yeah. I think in the future, like, if you've got a cough or a cold, then you've kind of got to stay off because, I mean, obviously you can get a COVID test and stuff, but I think, like, it's still going to be a bit of a stigma around it, even just have the cold or something.
The thing is, the science isn't known to this, so, like, they reckon, I think, that either, like, it's going to go one or two ways. Like, one, we'll all get, like, these vaccines. Well, the fucking majority of the same people will get these vaccines. And then, like, either it'll go one or two ways. Either we have to keep getting it every year, or it does just eventually make us immune to it, like, as with everything else. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Obviously, because this is the first time, they don't know, do they? You know, people are pointing fingers, but, you know, it's the right step in the right direction. That's the way you got to look at it. And
Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, luckily it's all... Yeah, loads of people are getting vaccine stuff now. I think even the... Is it the over 50s now it's on to?
55, I think.
So I think that's true, like, pretty much just seems like, yeah, shitloads of people being vaccinated then.
Oh, yeah. I think Sarah's mum, like, can get booked in and stuff like that. So it kind of makes it feel a bit more real now that people are getting,
you know,
it's getting close at home. It's not just like...
So, yeah, I think, yeah, we'll be, like, last on the list.
I mean, I don't know if you see this. I saw this meme and it was absolutely hilarious. And it said, like, oh... all the over 60s and vulnerable get their vaccines first. And now, like, they're basically saying that anyone who's vaccinated can, like, go to Cyprus and stuff. Like, Cyprus have opened the borders
for people
who are being vaccinated. So it said, like, oh, all the over 60s and vulnerables have been vaccinated and now the fuckers are leaving us to go on holiday.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, so, like, all of us youngins are going to be stuck, like, in England, just like, oh, we'll just keep drinking then.
Well, fuck it. As long as the pubs open up, that, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, there's even rumours that, I don't know how facts, I don't look into it, I'm not a media journalist or anything, but there's even rumours that they could have a passport or some shit, isn't there? So
yeah, I think, it's been, like, I think, I don't know if any companies actually have it. I don't know if a couple of Middle Eastern companies actually have it, or they're just trialling out, because I saw, some companies are, like, trialling out and things like that.
It makes sense.
Because, yeah, I think some people are like, yeah, you can't go into this place unless you've had the vaccine kind of thing.
And then you're going to get these people going, oh, you discriminate me because I don't want the vaccine. Like,
I don't fucking know. People like that, well, fuck it, you're not allowed in. Like,
yeah, going up in your own nightclub and fucking die in there and leave us alone. That's right. I don't like. Obviously, anyone's allowed their own belief. In my eyes, that's like free will. That's, you know, freedom of speech. Crack on. But in my eyes, I think you should go on off until you're onto your own little island. You know, if you want to like live in unvaccinated land,
yeah,
that's fine. Yeah. Like, I think like there's this argument because obviously it's been going on for anti-vaxxers have been going on for quite a while now, isn't it? About 5 years at least.
Yeah, it's, and there was this especially big, like it's. Well, I guess it's always been a thing, but yeah, more so than ever, hasn't it? It'd be like the past five.
Oh yeah,
years.
definitely, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, like if with Catholic, like not Catholic, but like Christian religions and that. But yeah, the past 5 years has been trending, and there was this like person who was like, well, I'm not going to send my kid into a school where there's an anti-vax kid, because all vaccinations aren't. I don't know how true that is, but I'm sure like most vaccinations aren't 100%. So there's still a chance you can get it.
Yeah, yeah, because,
yeah. So like, if your kid's hanging around with that, there's a risk that it can come out with fucking smallpox or some shit.
Yeah, well, it's. I think we said before on one of our early podcasts. Yeah, but yeah, I think in measles. I think measles like might make a comeback because of how many anti-vaxxers there is now.
Yeah,
I think there needs to be like a certain amount of people vaccinated for it to obviously stop like spreading again. But I think yeah. There's that many anti-vaxxers in America now again that measles might be like starting up again. And it's like fucking hell.
Honestly, our own fucking stupidity is going to be the death of us.
Oh yeah, well I guess it always will.
Oh,
be.
Oh yeah, we are destined to be. I mean, look at the way we handle COVID for fuck's sake. It's such a simple process. Like one country's infected, right? Cut it off. Yeah, we still had people coming from China up until like.
Well, it's because all the care about was the fucking money, innit? Like, oh no, we can't get any money. Fucking if we close our borders and shit like that. So that's all they care
imagine
about.
Imagine if they just closed the like Australia, like they didn't do anything drastic. Like, well, they did, but like for a small period of time. I think I read someone's comment about because Chris Hemsworth came under attack, didn't he? Did I mention this
before? Oh, you said that last week.
Yeah. And like someone commented underneath it saying like I think Australia have like a system where like once a month or something, they do like a bit of a lockdown.
Yeah.
And it just keeps like it on a steady flow, and that's like if you just did that, if you said straight away at the beginning, right, China's infected, close borders, get our people back, put them in like a fucking hotel till they recover.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I think the bad thing is they only did that a couple months ago, and it's like why the fuck didn't you close the borders straight away? Like, it's actually baffling. Because, well, even like, New Zealand, I don't know if Australia did it, but I know, like, New Zealand, as soon as New Zealand got one new case, they locked down the full country because they got new case. It's like, that's what the fuck I should have done.
And look at them now. And now we've got people kicking off at them going, oh, I can't believe they're doing parties and stuff. Well, it's because you voted in fucking Boris. Nah, I'm only joking. It's just crazy. It's a weird the way. I think any English politician would have fucked up, to be honest.
I think it would have been hard to fucking
I do think Boris should drop down, but I just think at the same time another knobhead's just gonna replace it. No offense.
Yeah.
Get your sister on, mate.
Nah, she hates all that fucking politics stuff now.
Yeah. Oh, does she?
She's still obviously still involved with it and stuff, but she could be fucking prime minister though.
Because is she like your dad, like?
I think she's just like, she'd rather not. But yeah, that's where she gets it from, I think. Because obviously she's like a counsellor, isn't she? She could easily be like a fucking prime minister, like, I'm not joking. Like, 100%. Like, she's fucking like wise as fuck. But yeah, she's just like, this is not for her.
I think I should be fucking prime minister, mate. Like Ali G, you know, like, have you seen in the movie? So that's what I'd be like the first Northern prime minister, I think it would be.
Yeah, legit.
I don't know how true that is, but I think it's true.
Yeah.
But crazy. Well, yeah, that didn't mean to go to politics.
But yeah, we would try to keep this lighthearted as always, but never end up just going that way.
Yeah, but, we're very angry people. Grumpy old men as well.
Yeah, because it's just good getting the weekly rant off, isn't it? That's what you need. That's what everyone needs. So I was going to mention this at the start, but I kind of forgot. If anyone does want a feature on the podcast, then do let us know. Anyone. Could be anyone. If we know you personally, if we don't know you personally.
As long as you've got Discord, which is hard to get.
One requirement is, well, I'll say one requirement. I'd say you do have to have an alcoholic beverage. But I know there is some sober people out there. So, you know.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh.
But yeah.
You don't have to drink.
If you're not sober, then you have to have
you
drink.
Have to drink.
Yeah. If you're not sober,
you're underage. I mean, to be fair, why would you be underage?
Yeah. Even so, we can have like a. And I was just saying something else. That doesn't sound weird. I was thinking like a little kid in the podcast somewhere. He has to fucking drink.
Wow. No, we're going too far.
No, I get like, I look like a family member or something. Like I was like your nephew or cousin or something. Like, yeah, you have to fucking drink.
my nephew's only fucking like 9.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm fully up for that. And like, obviously, our topics are debatable. But obviously, we're not a debating podcast, so. But it's good just to get a different perspective, different set of eyes. Yeah.
Do you know what actually would be a sick podcast idea? It's having like a kids podcast, right? Where like kids talk about like these topics, like trending topics. Because I remember like seeing it. It's like a video or something, or like an article where like these people like went to a school. And like they said, like this topic and stuff, and not like all their answers were just so like happy and just like.
Oh yeah, you've not seen Russell Howard do it.
Yeah, it might have been Russell. It was just said like all the answers were just so like happy and uplifting and kind of just like random as fuck. And I was like if like some like kids did like a podcast, like the parents obviously like, sorted it out and like they said like, oh, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And that'd be such a fucking sick podcast.
That's what we'll have to do with our kids.
Yeah, get them.
What's on draft OJ's version or something?
What's on orange juice? Yeah.
Good old. What's on the bottle?
Which tit you must look at tonight?
Yeah. breast or bottle? That'd be a mint name, though. Breast or bottle? Yeah, question mark. But I get loads of people calling me a misogynist for that now. Oh, well.
I ain't making up tits. I didn't say not.
I haven't got them.
Sucking on them man titties.
Yeah, some my style.
So I guess we can say
mine. I've realised we say quite a lot, but
I know, I'm so bad. I have my full life and I need to stop, but I don't think I'm ever going to. Same as speaking fast.
I think that's why I speak fast, because I panic with saying and then as soon as I stop I'm like
I never consciously think about it, but if I did I'd stop it, but yeah, I can't.
Crazy because, like, obviously, when French speak in our language, or like anyone, not just a French, I just know from France, or they speak their own language, they'll go, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's them thinking of the word. So you'd think we know our language. So why do we have to stop to think about it?
Yeah, no, I think it's just certain, people, because I think I know with me, like, I speak before I think.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm not thinking what I'm going to speak now, I'm just speaking.
Which is why we shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. But like, yeah, quite a lot of people, they obviously think before they speak. And I just catch it.
Yeah. It's got me in a lot of trouble situations. I think it got me kicked out, to be honest. Oh, God. Crazy. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I've done it again. Right.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Like, going to lockdown, that we've obviously, it's our anniversary. Like the world's anniversary, I guess. Kind of thing, I guess, mainly England. What has been a memorable, I can't speak, memorable moment for you in your whatever?
I guess a good thing is, me and my last finally moved in with each other, which was a good thing.
Me and my last.
Me and the met.
Oh, God, no.
So, yeah, because obviously, well, I said before, yeah, I didn't see anyone for like how many months was it? I think it was like 4 months or something. I didn't literally see anybody I knew, and I didn't leave like this 2 mile radius of where like I lived for like 4 months. So now we're living together. It is a lot better having actually someone to speak to every day. So
that's cool. That's awesome. You have seemed a lot happier actually, though.
I wasn't actually surprised like that bad though. Like I thought my mental health would be a lot worse than it was, being like locked up in like that little room, just working nonstop and stuff. Especially with the neighbours as well. But like surprise, I don't know why, but for some reason I was actually surprisingly like better than I thought I would be. Like, and I don't know what it was, but I don't know, maybe because I was still working and stuff, and it was like. Yeah, if I wasn't working, I think I probably would have been stir crazy, but.
It's because you grafted, and now you're the king of gaming.
King of gaming.
You're the king of games, I've seen.
I am. I own King Games.
Co-founder of yeah. Game.
I did have an interview for King Games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do you know the people that make Candy Crush?
Yeah.
Imagine me wearing
Candy Crush. Don't need to tell me. I know exactly. What you mean that company that keep making a different game about the same game?
because back then in uni, I was just like, I'll literally have any fucking job going just to get in the industry.
Yeah.
But I'm so lucky about like, the job I have now because it's like 10 times better than what I could have asked for, really. Because I could have literally been in some like, because I do level design, but I could have been in some like random design job, literally trying to like make like the next fucking Candy Crush. It's like, imagine I was so destroyed that would be. Or even like QA. Oh, like I could have been sitting QA or something as well.
We're going voodoo.
Oh, God, yeah.
That'd be the level. I would get done for slander off this podcast, but yeah, that's actually useless.
But yeah, but to fair, like when lockdown was kind of lifted, like over the summertime, but like late summer, wasn't it? Was it like.
Was it August?
Like, June, July, August time, was it?
Yeah.
Like them 3 months, whatever, they were actually like unreal. They were like better than like the past like couple of years I've had, like not a lockdown. I think it's because you appreciated things so much more.
Yeah.
Like, them 3 months were actually... Or 2 months, whatever, like it was before we went back into lockdown, before things went to shit again. But that was actually so good, because, like, I'd go back home, like, every week or every couple of weeks. I'd see, like, my family and friends a lot more than I would have done, like, the year beforehand, right, pre-COVID. And we just have, like, I think a better time, and, like, the weather was good, and... Yeah, I think...
Yeah, the weather was unreal. It was probably beer garden weather.
Yeah, and then... Obviously, like, nightclubs and stuff went up, but I think just generally I had, like, mint time with my mates and stuff. And then I remember, like, I did go to Liverpool a couple of times in, like, the nightclubs that turned into bars. But it was still pretty much, like, going to a nightclub, but you just couldn't dance. Yeah. So I had some good nights out there. And then even, yeah, like, say, back home, like, the Kings and stuff, like my dad's and that, some fucking funny times. That was some... positive something, because like there wouldn't have happened if like COVID wasn't a thing.
The thing is, there is a pro to COVID. I think you mentioned it mentioned it on like episode 8 or something, where you said obviously there is pros, like our health, the way we actually hygiene and stuff, but obviously obviously I was in a bit of a dead end job going into lockdown. I was trying to climb the ranks and I wasn't happy. I was working ridiculous hours. But it's kind of helped me, like the same as you said there, like it's kind of made me open my eyes and how much I appreciate like family and
you know
the people around us. I mean this is the thing though, like we say it was a good thing, right? But that's the reason why England went back into lockdown, is because we had a couple of house parties, didn't we? Do you remember?
But that was when I guess it was allowed, like when I went out clubbing, we all went to the pub and stuff. It wasn't like we were doing it illegally. It was literally like Boris was like, everything's open, everything's fine, now everything's go back to normal. So you were allowed, I think, because I think there was like a 6-person like limit, or 8 persons outside or something like that, I don't know. But apart from the like limit, everything was fine and open, and you could do what you want pretty much, apart from like, I think literally everything was open, apart from obviously like nightclubs and like contests and festivals. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, you were all the way in Liverpool, which going, leaving that point, yous were like the worst, I think.
Then maybe that tier shit that feels like so long ago. And then we had the when everything started getting bad again, they introduced the tier system, and then I think like the northwest region was like the worst in the country, and we got straight put in a fucking tier 4, whatever it was,
tier 4.
And then I think after that we then end up being like the best in the country, like after everyone else got locked down. I mean, and then we got like put in tier 2. I remember before, because we were locked down in tier 4, and you could still like go to the pub and do stuff up there for like maybe like a month or something like that. And then I was locked down, you couldn't do anything. And then everyone went to lockdown, and then you were in tier 4, and then I was in tier 2. So then I could go out and do like like not clubbing, but go to the pubs in the clubs kind of thing.
It was crazy, because I was like, you were putting snapshots on at like 1 a.m. or something, and some of the clubs were open. I was like, ah, what?
Yeah, it was like in Liverpool. Like, yeah, there's like some of the clubs that they've like kind of just renovated, made them into seating areas, into bars. Some of them were open to like 4 o'clock and shit. So yeah, that was yeah. Them nights were good.
So, how weird is it though? I was going to go back into like I think our first nightclub should be Empire.
Mm.
Just because that 100%. Was our first, it was like our first night out. Well,
oh,
it wasn't actually.
Oh, no, but he got Spencer's as well, though.
Well, AVM should come back for a return.
Yeah, but it's gonna be weird because obviously how busy it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be capacities? Like, what's going to be the deal with it, really? But I cannot wait to go to a club.
You're not going to have the sweaty walls like you were, because I think that is just infectious.
And I can't wait to go to a club again.
But this is what I'm panicking about, because, like, so we went to lockdown and I was 22, I think.
Oh, right.
23.
I was 21.
Yeah, yeah, so I'd have been 22. I don't know. Fuck no. Oh, yeah, I would have been, because obviously you would have been turning 22 in lockdown. And now I'll be 25 in December.
I was 22, sorry, not 21.
You're 22. Yeah. Yeah, so I'd be in 23, right, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll still be like, I'll be 25 in December, which I think is when nightclubs are properly going to go back to normal and thrive a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe, anyway, hopefully. So I feel like the next time I'm at a bar, getting badged around by fucking 18-year-olds.
Yeah, it's going to be weird that, like, because obviously, like, last time, well, obviously, like we kind of have all stopped going clubbing, like, every night when maybe, like, 20. Well, obviously, when I left uni. I think that's when, like, 21 kind of age. And then in 22, people were still like clubbing every now and then. But then I think, yeah, when, like, later on in that year, like, instead of going clubbing, we'd just go to, like, bars and casinos instead of going to the nightclubs. But, like, going back, it's going to be so weird, like, with all the fucking 18-year-olds and stuff. Like, because obviously that's what we were like. But, like, but it's weird how young they look. Like, and obviously that's what we look that young. We look like little kids.
I don't think we did, you know. I don't think you've changed. I think you've always, because you've been tall.
No, I was better looking back then, which is annoying. Yeah. I saw some Facebook memories the other day. And I was so much better looking when I was at Ian. I'm not going to say, I fucked it.
You're telling me. Like,
oh, it's so annoying.
In lockdown, like, if I thought, I might actually... We should do a comparison photo on our Instagram and socials of us. Because there's a couple of photos. Like, every photo I had from the age of 18 to 21, like, you're in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're in nightclubs and stuff. Like, because I think I used to make you get them. Or, like, I used to always be like, okay.
I'll come here and just drag me over and take a photo.
Yeah, like, I'm here. It's gone on my Tinder profile. I know. It'd have been hot or not back then.
Hot or not.
Yeah. Tinder wasn't around when we were, like, 18.
But... Exactly. That's how bad that is. Yeah, Tinder wasn't around when we were 18.
I know. Mate, like this is the thing. If we do a comparison photo, like, we are old now. Like,
I know,
I've got a full-grown beard.
It's a scary. I still can't grow a beard, but I think it's still, like, scary. But that's another thing, though, because I'm still, like, quite a skinny guy. But I was, like, back then, like, everyone likes, like, the skinny, defined jawline, don't they?
Yeah.
But now, I'm still skinny, but the fat just goes to my face. It doesn't go... I'm skinny. I'm still, like, quite skinny as fuck on my arms and, like, my legs. But my fat just goes to my stomach and my face. It doesn't go nowhere else. It's annoying as fuck. So it's like, it could go anywhere else, but not face in my stomach. It's like, oh my god. Like, there's some skinny people, like, they have, like, good defined jawlines like that. That's, like, I guess one of the good things about being quite skinny. But
you
me.
You're actually rubbing this in right now, aren't you?
But yeah, me, I'm just like, nah, I've just got, my face is just, like, fat as fuck. It's annoying.
You're good looking. Don't be not yourself. I'm the different, like, I'm not too bad on the face. Like, me and our lass were looking at it the other day, actually, and she was laughing at me. Because, like, my legs are still, like, quite defined, like, from all the sports.
Yeah.
Like, my kneecaps are the muscles in the right place and the calves and all that. My arms are still decent. My shoulders are mint. Like, I say mint, I'm not chatting myself up. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, it looks like I've done sport, essentially. But then you just get the middle, and for some reason, like, you can still see my abs. Like, what I have. But I've just got this tyre. I've got this muffin top. Like, I have love handles, man. Like, I don't like... But I think that's just years and years of drinking, like, cider. Yeah.
Well, I think that's what mine is, because obviously when I first started uni, I was 18. But that, even back then, I didn't do exercise for fucking years. Like, even in school, we did, like, a couple of times a week. But from, like, 16 to 18, I didn't really do any exercise. And then uni, I didn't. But then, even when I was, like, 18, 19, I didn't do exercise at all. But I still had like a quite a good skinny pack. Like it was quite like a defined skinny pack. Even though I never did any exercise, never worked out my abs or whatever. But I had still had this quite decent like defined skinny pack. And then but I think all the drinking over the uni is now I've just got like a fucking beer belly pretty much now. And I've got like So I'm like skinny. I'm skinny fat pretty much is what I am.
To say men burn 276 calories during sex.
Yeah, I burn like two.
Well, there you go then. There you go. Oh no, that's from light running. sex demands 101 calories.
101. Yeah, how long were sessions at though?
It works on an average of 3.6 calories a minute, so this person's lasted a while.
Under 3.6, so they're going like that too.
I'm gonna work this out.
Now. What?
101 divided by 3.6. They last for 28 minutes.
If they just full on, but you can't just full on keep going doing that for the 28 minutes straight. Let's put our most down at a minute. But yeah, saying that, if back in the day when I was drunk, I probably could. But but now, so I either get tired in 1 minute or I finish in 1 minute. So it's
is it weird? Like, have you ever like done it and you just start getting hungry? I'm not really in it anymore.
What made me feel like, oh, I can't wait. This fucking...
Yeah, like you've burnt them 101 calories and you're just like, ah, oh, I fancy.
They put it back on.
Oh, man, crazy. Oh. And then there's that thing, isn't there? I don't know if we should talk about fucking whatever. Like, do you ever get this, like, with men? Like, it's a common like conversation we'd have in, like in school, secondary, like, where you would, like, you know, finish, and then you just feel like your whole world's ended.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's like a common thing, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it's a whole... I don't think it ever goes away, really. I don't know, but...
You get dead offended by it, don't they? You're just like...
Yeah, because I think... Emily said that to me before. Like, she always asked if I'm finished doing whatever. She's like, you're like, all right, because I'm kind of just like laid out, like kind of just like I'm, you're doing some like nozzle or something, you're doing some poppies. you kind of just lay there for like a minute or something. He's there there, but like just chilling out, like relaxing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's kind of like a good relaxing, just relaxing, like anything. And then that's just like, you're right. And he's like, yeah, I'm just chilling.
Yeah, because I don't understand, right, that women can go like 6-7 times, like, you know.
Yeah, but if your mind goes, it could take like, I mean, it's been a couple of games where, like, yeah, you know, you go, then maybe a couple of minutes later you can go again, but then
back in there.
Yeah, but now it's take like a good half hour.
I've got that bad, like, obviously we're not I'm not gonna say like we're not very active, but, you know, I'm not talking about sex life like that, but like I feel like I'm at the age now, like when we do something and I finish, right, I fall asleep. Like I generally do. Like I wake up half an hour. Like Sarah's downstairs. Like she's been downstairs for half an hour.
Yeah.
And I wake up and like, what the fuck's just happened?
It's always said in like, say like articles and things, that like have to like you have a wank before you go to bed because it puts you to sleep.
That's my excuse.
But yeah, because it is. But yeah, I don't know if that. Yeah, but I've had it as like bad sometimes, or like you finish whatever and you're there, like, oh, I hate myself. Because but there's that thing. Like it's like a rule. If you've got ever any make any big life decisions, like have a wank beforehand.
That's on decision. Well, it's not that. Sorry, interrupting. But just remind me, what's the film? Is it When Harry Met Sally?
I don't know.
It's not like big life decisions. Like, what he says, it's with Ben Stiller, and he says, "Oh, like, you know, how do I stop myself from sleeping with someone on the first date?" And they say, "Like, oh, I'll have a wank or something."
Yeah.
And he does it, and it just goes everywhere. And it's like, I think it's like dripping off his hand or something. And she knocks on the door, and she goes, "Oh, what's that gel?" And she takes it and sticks her hair up with it. Oh my god! What's that film? I'm sending you that clip at the end.
Oh man, I didn't watch that. Like,
I'll have a look at it now. Mate, it's fucking hilarious.
Oh man, that's
like a well-known scene. But yeah, just remind what you said. Reminded me of
I thought it was like
something. Oh, no, it might not be that one. I keep getting mixed up. Is it Dirty? Oh, what's it called? Oh, fucking, and then 2 seconds. I always get them mixed up. That one's with Bill Crystal, I think. What's it called? Awkwardly put Ben Stiller, Come Scene.
That's my laugh ever. No.
It's going to come up with some weird, isn't it? Yeah, there's something about Mary. That's the one.
Right, okay.
When Harry Met Sally's a complete... It's still a funny film, man.
Something about Mary?
Yeah, there's something about Mary. Mm-hmm. Have you just put...
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's fucking... what's it called? Fucking... What's it called?
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz, that's it. Yeah, literally, if you just type that in, that's all the photos of Google Images. Just
yeah, yeah.
Oh, man,
it's class. but yeah, obviously, to stop him sleeping with someone on the first date, which, obviously, you're not going to be horny, because you are deflated, especially the older you get, the longer the deflation. Like, if you don't do it for a while, this is just for any women listening, if a man doesn't do it for a while, then does it? It actually hurts. Do you ever get it where it hurts?
It feels like a full body drain. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because it's weird, because it feels like from like your stomach downwards, it's just kind of like empty. It's like, okay.
Like, oh my God, please take me from the store. I did it, I won't say when, but like, it wasn't long ago. And I was like, in that moment, and I was like, oh, I need a wee, like, you know, go for a piss. And I got up and I stubbed my toe in the corner of the
door. Oh, no.
So I hate myself and I'm in agony.
Yeah, I've said it before, Ben. Obviously, just the worst thing is that just if you bought a finish, right? And then, like, just say if you pull out and you hit the fucking the top or like the bottom, and like your dick like bends it off a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, you're just about a finish. It does that. And then, like, you're just like, no. Like, your dick's just gone for like rest of your life. No. It's just like. Yeah, oh, it's just like I guess it's a good way to kind of slow yourself down, right?
I know, yeah. Instead of like thinking of you in your great nan or something, just fucking break your dick in half.
Yeah,
can actually happen that as well. This has got very graphic. It's really like detailed.
But fuck it, that's what we need to do.
Yeah, right.
Undistilled is what we are. So.
Undistilled, yeah.
We're not triple distilled like vodka. We're undistilled.
Undistilled. Oh, yeah. That is actually a better way of saying an SFFW, isn't it? Undistilled. Yeah. Unfiltered.
Unfiltered, yeah. But is that because it's coffee. Drink-related, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because a coffee would be unfiltered, unless it's undistilled.
Most vodkas are, like triple distilled, aren't they, I think?
Yeah, yeah.
But looking on this vodka, I can't actually see anywhere that it says triple distilled.
It's been imported straight from a Russian cow.
This is part of Smirnoff vodka, though.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it must be, but unless they just removed it from the labels, because nowadays,
that's someone got a promotion. Okay, no,
no, mate, I've had this bottle for fucking ages. I think my mum got it at Christmas, but it's like a fucking, it's like a 100 cl or something.
Oh right, big.
Oh, but it's a full on like 1 liter one.
Late, yeah.
So yeah, I haven't
70 cl is the normal, isn't it?
Yeah, so I got it at Christmas, so it lasted me a good 3 months.
Jesus.
The only time I have it is once a week on the podcast, so it's a good excuse to drink night. Because
how have you changed?
If we weren't doing the podcast, then I probably wouldn't fucking drink at all.
Do you not have, see, this is the thing, right? So, if we can go back into lockdown, me and Sarah, we had little games nights, but it just wasn't the same, but we did try.
Yeah.
Have you been doing that with Emily, a bit of drinking in?
We did a couple of times, yeah. Even then, beginning of lockdown, I drink a little bit every now and then, just a couple of ciders and whatnot.
Yeah.
But then I was kind of just like, it made me probably a bit depressed drinking. Because when you get tipsy, you kind of want to be with your friends and stuff like that. And it's been I'm kind of just
one reason why I hate doing this, to be
I kind of get to say about it. I'm like, I've made time drinking, but then when it finished drinking, I finished the podcast or whatever, and you go flat, then you kind of go to bed a bit tipsy or drunk, and it's been
depressed walk back into the bed.
Yeah, it's a bit of a downer. It's should have had a midnight out, fucking going out, kind of fucking,
That was soon, bro. We can feel it.
Yeah, but I guess it's the best thing we can do, isn't it? I guess. It's the closest to a fucking night out, isn't it, really?
That's the thing, with me, I didn't have any good moments of the year, and that sounds a bit depressing, but apart from I came, like, my mental health did decline massively during the first lockdown. Like, I was on fucking, like, you know, bottom. And I just think everyone was just hitting me and it was all coming together. So I think realistically, the best part of lockdown, well, a good moment for lockdown was me, was when lockdown came to an end the first time, the same as you, where you said, like, we all got together. You know, I started going back to work. I got to see you again, like my mates. And I just think that sense of normality just kind of woke me up a little bit. And I was like, right. Because I was on part-time because I was starting my own business. So I kind of, like, took away from where I work now.
Yeah.
So it got me chance as well to see more of my friends and that. And that. Yeah, a good moment for me was just realising how good, like, you know, good times are. Like, you don't live to work, you work to
work. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the thing with, yeah, recently, is it like, my dad said it to me before as well, like, he kind of just feels like a robot.
Yeah.
Like, you literally, like, I've been feeling like that, like, maybe, like, the past, like, week or two. It's like, literally just, like, I'm just sat here, like, literally working out of five. And, yeah, you get the weekend. Even, like, the weekends, I'm like, it's not too bad, because, I mean, you get time to chill out and whatnot. But then it's just like, yeah, you do feel like a robot. Because you're working 9 to 5, you can't do anything after work, and then it's just like, yeah. So I'm feeling a bit like a robot. There is something. It's just like,
I mean, I can see that as well, right? Especially with your dad as well, because your dad did come to the King. Shout out! But did go, like, obviously to the local.
But yeah, you've said the King's Lords now. So
yeah, true. Yeah. Oh, well, I just panic. I don't know how to do this. I'm podcast virgin.
11 episodes in. You should be a pro.
I know. Pro. With all the gear, no idea. Yeah, so obviously I'd see your dad quite a bit, and I used to love seeing your dad, like, come down, because obviously I'd have a chat with him. And there's a lot of people like your dad who, not like live to go to the pub, but obviously being social.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't go down with anyone, but they would just talk to people who were there.
Yeah, I think that is a big, we're quite the same, but, like, I think me and my dad, because I think we're both like introverted extroverts at the same time.
Yeah.
Like I love, like, having my own space, having my own time, like, that you say, like, if, yeah, going all day on mates or whatever, like, towards the end, I'm like, I can't wait, I just have some, like, peace by myself a little bit.
Like,
so much, like, too much social interaction kind of, like, wears you out. I think, like, a lot of introverts can, like, relate with that. Like, too much social interaction, you're like, oh, like, you need, like, literally, like, recharge kind of thing. But, like, at the same time, like, I crave, like, every now and then. I'm like a, I don't know what the word is, but yeah, it's a bit of like an introverted extrovert kind of thing.
I agree with that, though. I felt like, I see, we, during lockdown, it was like, when we started doing, like, our own thing, with, like, we started playing again, didn't we, like, online?
Yeah, cause, it was because for, like, a couple of years, we didn't, did we, really?
Yeah, we stopped, like, when work took over. Like, we did it quite a bit when we were 16, and then through them few years, we were on and off, and then we stopped, and then we started doing it again during lockdown, but that was, like, good. But I felt like me and Sarah, like, we were arguing, because I am such an introvert, like, I know I am.
Yeah.
But there is, like, you know, from, like, going on nights out with me, that I'm also the person that will go on top of a balcony and dance through a full night.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I guess I'm not, maybe not as extreme as you, but I guess, yeah, situations where I'm, like, kind of the same. Once I've had a couple of drinks in me, I'm, like, fucking confident. Like, probably extroverted, so it's like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I agree with that. Like, I do love conversing with people. Like, that's why I was, like, saying before, like, I love debating with people. I just love just to get to know what people think and how they look at the world. But I also, like, say, even the person I love with all my heart was, like, trying to give me, like, just a conversation. I was just like, you need to leave me alone.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I guess, go upstairs and hide in the computer.
Yeah, I guess the kind of good thing about me and Emily, she's quite, like, she's quite similar. She's not as, like, extroverted. But yeah, she's kind of like, obviously she's just like going for a drink and like socializing and stuff every now and then. But yeah, so like we do kind of like both like our own space. That's what I was like worried about most, I think. Like living together with like a partner.
Yeah.
But yeah, not having your own space and your own time kind of thing. But it's actually been like a lot better than I thought, I think. So.
Well, you have got like, I know, see, I'm not like, because I love that me and Sarah are opposite. Like, it's not a comparison, but I think you've struck good there for your character. With Emily, you know what I mean? Like, I think she's obviously, she works the same as you, doesn't she? Like, you both can just go and do your own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's obviously really good. And obviously, I'm buzzing for you that it's, like, you know, going good.
Ah, yeah.
Definitely a fucking step to go into. Me and Sarah said that, like, when we went lockdown, it's like, this is going to be a test. like for our relationship. So you have definitely went in like the hardest time. So if you can go through this, you can, you know, you're gonna be able to go through everything. Really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're quite lucky for her because she did nearly almost move into like that little apartment I was in. But like, yeah. we probably wouldn't be as bad as the fucking neighbors. Fucking,
oh god. Yeah, that.
But
living on top of each other.
But yeah, because that would be. But now luckily we're like a three bed house. It's like quite a decent space. We can just. Yeah, do what we want kind of thing. So it is good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I do. Yeah, and luckily, like she was like, yeah, what, she goes to work. Because she's like a dental nurse. So yeah, she actually physically goes to work as well.
Hashtag key worker, a shout out.
So yeah, and I'm at home. So it's yeah, we do get like some separation as well, which is you know, I think everyone needs that. Like you can't yeah. So yeah, I don't know how people say like live and like say like work with the partner. Like I couldn't like work day and I couldn't see my partner day in day out. Like me and Emily both said like we couldn't see each other 24 hours a day, that kind of thing.
That was the crazy thing about like my relationship because like Sarah came, like I got her the job. We weren't together, and I got her the job at my place when I was like the team leader.
Yeah,
and then we ended up dating, and then she moved in pretty early. And it was weird because like I worked most days, like I was full time while Sarah was like part time. So there was shifts though that I'd wake up, I'd get there at like 11, 12 o'clock. Then Sarah would come and shift at like 5. And then we'd spend the full shift to get like 5 till 11, 12.
Yeah.
Maybe 1. And then we'd go home together and it was like a bit much.
Yeah, but, that would be for me like that. Yeah.
But I think the benefit of me, though, was, like, not that I never considered myself higher than anyone, because that's not the way I look at it. Like, even if I was to be the manager, I'd never look at it like that. But I had to separate from the staff a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I could just stand there and just, like, oh, flirt with Sarah and, like, talk like we were a couple. I had to make sure a job gets done. So I think that kind of made it a bit easier. But,
yeah,
it's a weird outcome for us, really.
Yeah, yeah, I guess it's good how you've done it, really. Because I mean, you seem to be like quite decent now, though. Like between his,
No, I think the thing is like when everything happened, it all happened in like a month, and it was like everyone was like, "You're rushing it," but like people didn't really remember or know. Obviously, me and Sarah like were together like. Off and on, like a typical school relationship for like 4 years.
Yeah.
So all the way through school, so like we knew everything about each other. Do you know what I mean? Like she was my first kiss, my first love, and everything. So it was like quite easy for us to just pick up. Oh. And like,
oh, I've been putting all sound effect in there.
Oh, I dare you. That's not like good enough. That one, to be fair. But yeah, then you know what I mean. So we got 4 years apart. Got to mature. I guess. I don't think I've matured. I've just started a podcast. but yeah, it's crazy. Life. I hate my life. Anyway, we'll quickly change because now I'm going to cry.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Up to date with them on social media on Draft Pod. That's What's On Draft. DRAUGHT. What's On Draft.
Dun, dun, dun. That was like Countdown Show. I guess we're going to do it. We're going to touch on this a little bit because me, Connor, and I guess other people, we don't want to get too political. We kind of got all our politics out before this podcast.
Yeah. Well, start off, and I think people will get what it is after I say this, but the majority of British people just don't give a fuck about this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's become such a bigger thing. It's kind of the whole Meghan and Big Lizzie, Big Queen Lizzie.
Yeah,
this all.
Even though it's not even aimed at Big Liz, but she's getting.
Yeah, it's just the whole. I guess it's all just monarchy. I guess it's like a company kind of thing, isn't it? Really, the whole. Yeah, because I think Meghan didn't specifically say it was the Queen that said anything. It was kind of the institution. Would you say in like quotation marks is like the correct word for it? But the only thing I want to mention, or the only thing I found like fucking hilarious, was some newspaper, I don't want to get the name wrong, slander. But yeah, there was some newspaper that said, oh, this is the worst like royal upset in the past like 84 years or something.
Fuck off, really?
And I was like, well, what happened 84 years ago? I don't know. But then also, it's like Prince fucking Andrew was literally best mates with a fucking paedophile. That just got swept under the rug. Like, the most upset it for you is that, no, the most upset is that we've got the fucking paedophile in the fucking royal family and no one seems to give a shit about it.
Yeah.
It baffles my head.
In my point of view, right, and, like, obviously, I'm not choosing sides, I'm not going to start a debate or whatever, but I don't blame Liz or anyone like that. I think things have been said, whatever, you know, where people are going, like, it shows how corrupt the monarchy is, that Prince Andrew has just been swept under the mug, right? The mug? The rug, right? But no, that shows you how corrupt the media is.
Yeah, yeah, it is more. Right? It is the media, yeah. not them. Yeah,
they're more bothered about Meghan because this whole situation's like leftist wet dream, isn't it? Really, which I'm not left or right, so I'm not offending anyone. But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's taking this as a stand, right? Good for them, whatever. So the media, like, right, we'll focus on this now. But yeah, it's like, you like literally did like what, two newspapers about a paedophile.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only thing I want to touch on, really. It's just how fucked, like, the media are in general, and, like, posting all this shit. Because I guess it's the same thing as, like, the whole, like, Caroline Flack thing all over again, is where like, they were rinsing her, and then like she killed herself.
Yeah,
and then they were all like apologizing and all that stuff. But the same thing happens to like Meghan. Like, she's saying, like, she's suicidal and whatnot, and I don't think she's, like, lying about it. Because obviously you don't know what's going through, like someone said, kind of thing.
You should never, like. But, she's not like, by her saying that, she's not affecting anyone's life, so therefore.
Yeah, exactly. So then the media's like, and then Piers Morgan shit, like, saying she's like lying and shit like that, and it's like, just say she did kill herself, then there'd be a whole thing. I'm like, oh no, we love Meghan, like all the media, like, oh, we love Meghan, kind of thing. Yeah. And it's just like, it is so fucked. But it's kind of just like, I don't get how, like, the system works, kind of, because it is kind of obviously you've got journalists that post, like, probably fucking million articles a day, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And obviously it's just, but I don't, obviously it would be like the higher ups that are like, yeah, do this, do that, but it's just like, why would you fucking want to be a journalist in this day and age, right?
Well, because you know what it is, right? This is like the worst case. Like, journalism is just a nightmare in itself. The worst of the worst is now Facebook journalism.
Yeah.
That is just the lowest of the low, I think. And no offense to anyone doing it, like, crack on, like, but some of them, like, they don't even know how to, like, write English, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just, like, this most tangent thing ever, like, oh, actually, you know, I'm even going to go into it, but you, like, say, like, Uni Lad, right, or Lad Bible, for instance, right? Remember when we first got, like, when that first came a thing? It was, like, obviously, I'm not bothered that it's not about lads anymore. Like, it used to be just lad banter.
Yeah,
And I'm obviously fine with that, but now it's posting stuff like Meghan and Lizzie, and I just think...
Oh, well, no, well, for the past, I don't know, 5 years, I've been at a big institution, because, the ECM News have Titty Tuesday, like, that's why I revolved it, because they had, like, a Titty Tuesday kind of thing, like, you know, and they did loads of, like, it was just, like, lab banter kind of thing.
That's what it was made for, like...
But now, I think it is, I don't know if it still is, but... It was like the most liked Facebook page in the whole of Facebook, which is mental. And then Lad Bible bought Uni Lad.
I thought it was the same thing, isn't it?
Like, no, they are now, but they weren't originally.
Oh, crazy.
So I think it was a few years ago, like, Lad Bible
because
bought
it's
Uni
like
Lad.
Lady Bible, I think, as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got like millions of, like, sub things now, what we call it, sub pages. So they are just, and because of how many followers they've got on, like, social media. They are just as big as, say, like, BBC. They're probably getting more clicks on their website than BBC.
Oh, they definitely are influencing.
They've got more of, like, a social media following. But I guess the thing with that, we've said before, is they make articles out of nothing. Because, they're like, oh, this is so-and-so's caused an outrage, when it's literally, like, three people on Twitter have tweeted this certain thing. Like, oh, this has caused an outrage when, like, three people have tweeted something on Twitter. And it's just like, oh my God. And then they make a whole thing about it just to get the clicks. And the whole point nowadays is to make people angry, because that's what gets them views and money.
This is what annoys me, though, because it's just full greed that they do that, because it's creating dilemmas that shouldn't be a dilemma.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be it shouldn't be such a debate. And then you've got people, like, patronizing and destroying each other over Facebook comments.
Yeah, Facebook comments is such a it's such a cesspit of just you can literally fucking do anything on there, and then, like, there'd be people commenting, oh, like, that person's ugly, they could literally be fucking doing anything. Like, or they could be like, oh, I don't know, something about like, oh, this person like survived cancer or whatever. Mm. And then this some random fucking person is like, oh, no, it was that, oh, I could survive worse, or oh, they're ugly, or like, just yeah. just like shit like that. And it's just like, oh, and like people put like laugh and react to like all this shit, and it's just like, oh my God.
Like, well, some people,
it's so like, it's so like fucked up.
I know, I'm not like the most perfect human being. I'm not like, so I will never like judge on anyone else, but I just think, fucking hell. Like, you read some of the comments, like, and people will just hate on you just for like having an opinion. And it's like say, like, this, like, and obviously I'm not touching on the subject, but you've got like the Trumps and the fucking Democrats, right? And if like one says like differently, instead of just going, all right, that's fair, that's your opinion, you still probably could be a nice human.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're a fucking idiot, you're a sheep, you're fucking this. It's like, you don't have a fucking clue who they are. Like, and like, they never see it in person, do you? You never see it in person. It would never happen.
I think that's the worst thing about it as well. Like, I think they're all bad. There's all these like subgenres of like social media. And well, we said before the podcast, like, yeah, Facebook's like more of like a Karen thing now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you've got Twitter, where it's all like the stands. You've got like all the football Twitter and all the music Twitter, and then all just all. Yeah. And then you've got like all these like 500 people and all these like, yeah, kind of all that thing. And then you've got like Reddit, which is kind of like all like the basement dwellers kind of thing. Like, being really stereotypical here. And then you've got Instagram, which is all like the influencers, whatnot. And it's just it's just such a. Social media, it's just a cesspit.
I think you should just delete social media. Like, why not?
Yeah, like, well, also, I wish I could if we didn't have the podcast to put stuff on.
Yeah.
Because you said before this, you've deleted it.
Yeah.
And then, because obviously, my New Year's resolution was to not go on social media. And I have, like, cut down massively on going on it. But like every now and then, if I've got like my phone in my arm's reach, it's just like a natural reaction. I just pick it up and I just click on like Reddit or Facebook or something.
Yeah,
and it's just like, why am I doing that? But if my like because now I have to charge my phone on the end of like my office, on the end of my room, because my computer's moved further back, so my USB doesn't reach to my thing. Well, I've got an extension one, but it doesn't charge it like any decently.
Yeah, yeah.
But then my phone's, I literally don't think about it at all. Like, if my phone's in a different room or I leave it somewhere else, I literally don't think about it at all.
Yeah.
But if my phone's there, like, it's just like natural reaction to pick it up and go on it.
Oh, like, I could go all day without touching my phone if it's not in that area. Like, I go on my PC and I want to check, like, people have a go at me, like my mum or like Sarah, if they're not in the house, like, and I'm on the computer or doing whatever. I just won't look at my phone at all. Like, I use it mainly for Spotify.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, so, like, for instance, like, we obviously had a quick break, and, like, my phone's on the desk, and I just instantly picked it up. So, what I've done is I've still got my Facebook account, but I've deleted, like, I've disabled it on my phone. So, for me to go on it, I have to go on my computer, which, you know, makes it harder. It's not as going to be, like, thingy. So, I literally picked the phone up and went to press on Facebook. Facebook was now gone. So, then I was on Twitter. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, well, I don't want to sit on Twitter. Like, you know,
yeah,
I'm not a twat. No, I'm a joke. No, Twitter makes a twat. So then I was like, I just put my phone down. So it's good already. Like, I can, but then you can see, you know, like you're saying, like, instinctively, I'm just doing it.
Yeah, I think that it's such a, like, our attention span's so fucking small now. Because I'd see myself, like, everyone, like, just say, even like you say, you go to the pub, and then, like, just say, if, like, just say if like it's just us two or whatever, and then one of us went to the toilet. Like, I'd go on my phone, like, wait and go back or something. But like, it's even just say like, I'm say Discord call, like, you go off, it's like 2 seconds or something. It's just instinctively just go on your phone. It's just like, it's such a weird thing. I think like if the whole world stopped going on social media, it'd be so much better, because there's so much like toxic shit. But the thing like I said before, it's kind of where my point was going to, is no one would ever say like half that shit in real life.
Yeah.
Which, so it's like, it's a bit of a weird one, because obviously, if they're saying that online, that's their personality, that's who they are. And that's kind of like behind, you don't really know what people are behind closed door until they're on social media kind of thing.
Yeah.
But like in person, like everyone's actually like, majority of the time in person, everyone's a decent human being.
Well, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So it's a weird, because like, obviously, like, you don't know, like, it's like fucking trolls on. to Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. Like, people like thrive off being a troll, having an anonymous account and doing this shit. Like I don't know, like one of our mates or like, I don't know, like even you or something could have like a fake like troll anonymous account and just go around fucking calling people dickheads and stuff online. And it's, you never know. You never know, like, do you know what I mean?
It's true. Like, see, you probably agree with me. Like, I'm not going to, like, slander you in the same body, but, like, when I was younger, like, and not social media, but, like, online gaming, essentially, became a thing, I was, like, this, like a fat kid. I was, like, not part of the popular crew or anything like that. Like, obviously, I had the same good mates that I do now, but I just wasn't, like, popular or anything, and I had a bit of bullying. So when I got home, playing on Call of Duty or GTA or anything like that was, like, such a privilege and luxury, and you got to be this anonymous character, and it was, like, this big, strong thing that you get to leave reality and you get to be something that you're not. And it was, like, that's a good thing, really, but it's bad because it took us away from reality. But now it's a whole new thing. Now it's, like, you get to go and be this anonymous person. Like, do you remember, there was a thing, like, was it last year, maybe the year before, where maybe still is a thing where you can actually ask questions on it and people can be anonymous and answer it.
Oh, yeah, that was the thing, like, even back in school, there was, like, a Facebook extension, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called, but, yeah, and then I think Snapchat brought it back. I think even Instagram has it, doesn't it? Like,
I thought it was on TikTok as well, though. I thought I've seen it on TikTok.
Probably is, but yeah, because it was, like, I think there was even just an app for it, wasn't it?
Back in the day,
I think when Facebook was like, yeah, but I think Facebook was like the first thing for it. It was like, oh, you asked me this anonymous question kind of thing. And then like, yeah, it was just like all sorts fucking on that stuff.
Yeah, it just got so, and you saw some of them, and it's just like, how much do you hate your being that you have to do that to someone?
Yeah, as soon as you make things anonymous, shit just like gets fucking.
Yeah,
man, it's like I say, like online gamers, like it's how toxic that is. Like, especially, well, even recently, like many of you've been playing like Battlefield again recently, on the PC, and how toxic that is. It's just, it's actually just ridiculous what people say online. Like, I don't want to delve into, but like this guy was like being like racist online in his like Battlefield game. So then, like, me and Connor started like going at him. But then it's kind of the same time, like, he's doing it on purpose, so we go at him, like, he's thriving. I thought, he's having a wank over that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like, oh, yeah, fucking, like, I've got me more kind of thing. It's just like.
But we did it in, like, again, like, we did trolling correctly, though. Like, that's how you troll someone.
Like, yeah, because, like, this guy was having a go at this other guy. Like, we weren't even involved, but then this guy was being, like, racist as fuck online. So then me kind of, like, jumped in. And then, like, it was just a fucking. Yeah, but but he did. I guess that's the thing. Like, we kind of like bit the bait a little bit because like that he did it on purpose. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as soon as you're anonymous, so, like, people are so just
When I say someone like that, I like to annoy them. I like to get it.
Yeah. But then I guess I mean, you kind of like we don't take it too seriously. But then at the same time, like when we start like saying shit back to him, he starts taking it, like so. He started taking it so seriously.
Yeah, he got so. We saying anything racist. I have to point that out. We were like obviously staying in, like not like being, you know, like bullying or anything. But we were just like we were saying daft things like saying your sister sells Avon and stuff like, you know, like daft like that.
Yeah.
Just like
call him a fucking nonce and a pedo, really.
Yeah.
calling him a nonce and a pedo, really.
Oh well, yeah. Well, he was though. He was being a bit weird and like so we were being a bit ruthless, but again, not as much as him. He'd already started this thing. But then, like, we just, because we were like, oh, this game, the server was dead anyway. So we just, like, oh, we just left. And I know for a fact, like, I didn't think about it till we went off that night. And I just thought, we've went off and he still thinks we're there. And it'll have killed him to realise we just left it unanswered.
Yeah, or at the same time, I'd be like, oh, yeah, the left cost of me kind of thing.
Oh, well, yeah, I agree with you, mate. But either way, like, we weren't bothered. Like, it wasn't anything on us. We just, you see someone going in on someone like that, like, it's just, it was. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's like, more so, I just, like, ignore it. But recently, because of how, like, because I was like, looking at it, and he was just like, I don't want to get into the words, but he was just typing it in the chat. Like, just some proper, like, fucking ridiculously, like, racist shit.
Yeah.
And it was just like what the actual fuck? you can't do that. It's fucking, no matter if it's anonymous or what, I'd never do that.
The crazy thing is, I've noticed, though, like, it was on Modern Warfare a little bit, and maybe some other games, but like you join a game and the youngest kid will open the mouth, right? The squeakiest kid and just shout the N-word.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's like this whitest kid ever. And I'm just like, Right, everyone in the lobby usually goes, whoa, like, no way, because it's just out of order. I think it's good that it's known as it's just out of order. Like, I just don't think you should just do that. And what I'm saying is, it's crazy how young some of these kids are doing it.
Mm.
Like, and it's usually a kid that's, like, probably 9 or 10, but its parents got him, like, a super good gaming computer. And he's, like, the spoilest kid ever. And he just thinks, oh, you know what, I'll just be racist. That's just the normality.
Yeah, yeah.
I just say, fuck, it's not bad.
It's all just fuck.
This world is fucked. Hey, honestly, I can't, I hate it.
Yeah, no, fucking stop it and get me off.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm glad I deleted Facebook now. Like, so, like, because my issue is I love watching Facebook videos, so I'll wake up in the morning and I'll just look, like, flick through Facebook videos of Karen.
I guess one thing that I've never done is actually been into the whole, like, Facebook or Instagram video thing or, like, TikTok thing, like, for me, it's never appealed to me to, like, I mean, maybe back in the day, of I never even downloaded Vine. I never even had Vine.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
like, because it all came on Facebook anyway, didn't it? So, I mean, like, back in the day, yeah, I'd maybe watch some, like, Vine compilations on Facebook and whatnot. But, on like, I never, ever watch Facebook videos. But that's all it is now, though. You never actually see statuses. It's all it is articles or videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I never ever click on a video.
Because the people who did Vine came so big, and, like, the TikTok, like, TikTok is a prime example. I mean, not apart from us, because we're amazing. But, like, it's the most brain-numbing stuff.
Oh,
because that's
how
kids lose, or not kids, like, just people in general, like, lose their minds. Like, I know my partner loves TikTok, and she can sit there for an hour.
So Emily, literally, she's just on it, and, like,
yeah, have you ever watched any videos to watch? It's like, but, like, at the same time, if I sat there and watched it, I know I'd get addicted to it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I downloaded it because obviously we've started on what's on Draft TikTok.
Mm.
So obviously, like, if we didn't have to, we probably wouldn't. But obviously, because it gets you, like, your recognition of followers, because TikTok's such a big platform.
And it is good the way you edit videos. Like, I've enjoyed doing some videos.
Yeah, there is. Like, I was on it, like, and then because I did download it, so we could obviously do the what's on Draft podcast stuff.
Yeah.
And I literally don't follow anyone at all apart from the what's on Draft, and even just like a scrolling for like a minute, and then I was sat there. I'm like, it's so thin because just scroll.
Yeah.
It's fucking like,
because
there is actually some good stuff on there though as well, which is like,
there is some people who put some graft into it.
The worst part about it is there's actually good stuff on there. Yeah. It's just like, but
well, that's how I got started on Facebook videos, really, because I don't watch the Facebook video because Facebook's in tabs now.
Yeah.
So I don't personally, like, I didn't ever go on the Facebook tab of videos, but I started watching, like, you know, I'm a big fan of comedians, like, because I just think, especially straight talking ones, like, who, like in the middle, they're not, like, left or right, or they're not whatever. They'll just say how it is. So, like, Jim Jefferies, Bill Burr, stuff like that. So, like, they would come up and you'd watch it, but then once you click on a video on your newsfeed, you're then in, like, a list of videos that are related.
Every
time you watch a video, like, it gets less related to the first video. So by the end of it, I'm watching, like, a Karen in America getting drugged away by police or some weird thing. And I'm like, but I'm just, because once you finish that video, it just moves. You don't even have to scroll it. It moves it to the next video.
So it's
the same as, like, back in the day with the YouTube thing where you'd sit and watch one YouTube and then you'd be, that's it. It's game over.
Yeah. Like, I guess that's, I'll do that. Like, if I procrastinate on anything, it is like YouTube videos, really. Mm. So I guess, like, you could say it's like the same as literally scroll over TikTok for hours, because I could sit there and probably watch YouTube videos for hours.
Yeah, but YouTube videos because people actually put a lot of. So does TikTok, but, like, YouTube tends to be, like, a lot of graft.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, like, I've watched Emmy, like, just scrolling through TikTok, and it's like, how, like, some videos, like, she literally watches like half a second. And it's like, how do you know it's going to be a good or bad video or not? It's crazy. And then it's just like, she stops on somewhere and watches someone like, oh, I just don't get it, the whole.
Hearing it in the background as well. Like, it's mind boggling. I watched one where it was like, I'm 13 and my best friend who's also 13 is pregnant, so we're going shopping. And I'm just like, what? What have I just heard? Like, when's that a thing to promote?
Yeah.
Like, why is that? And you know, they get like 1.7 million likes. And it's like, what? Like, what? Like, don't, if I did that when I was younger, when I was 13, if I just rocked about and was like, and we got pregnant, you were like, I mean, don't get me wrong, we went to a Catholic school and that, but you'd have been suspended, which I'm not encouraging. I'm not saying whatever, like, but why is that? Why, not just that, but why is some things like that just, like, idolized?
Yeah, well, it's, I guess it's like the Sims whole Gorilla Glue thing. Like, if you posted that on Facebook a couple of years ago, like, for, say, 5 years ago, everyone would just call you a dumb fuck, and, like, you wouldn't get no recognition for it. But now, if you do anything on TikTok, it's like, oh, yeah, you're fucking, like, famous.
Yeah. Well, exactly, like, I eat a Tide Pod, I'm fucking, that's it, a challenge. Like, I remember, like, when we say famous people on, like, social media would be someone who's, like, done at, like, the extreme hard level or legendary level of fucking Guitar Hero or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and that would go viral. And it's, like, don't get me wrong, like, stupid videos have always been a thing, like, you've been framed.
But yeah, yeah.
Now it's just so quick and easy, and it's so, like, say the videos are 30 seconds, and, like, Sarah does the same thing, like, it'll be on for a second, and she flicks off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You don't even know where that's going to go, but it's just, you've looked at it. Like, it shows you that your attention deficit, essentially, is just not there. Like,
yeah, it's actually, right. It is like, you're mind-blowing to me. especially, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse as well, isn't it? So,
I know, I think really, like, Mark Zuckerberg should count up his socks full of cash and just close Facebook. Yeah. Keep Messenger, because I think Messenger's, like, a good... That's why MSN was so unreal. Like, it was nothing more.
Yeah. That's why I don't know why MSN and, say, like, BBM, like, died off. And then say, like, WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger became a thing, because it's pretty much exactly the same, isn't it?
Well, I think MSN died off when Facebook became a thing in itself, because it was, like, this whole new platform, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, yeah. Because I remember, because back in the day, this is made it sound like a boomer to any younger listeners, but Facebook didn't have instant messaging. You had to, like, inbox someone. So it was kind of like a mini email, wasn't it? Was what it was. Because it was called inboxing. So you had to, like, write this thing and send it. And, like, you have to kind of rate for a reply, because it maybe take a minute or something to send. So it was kind of more like email, and like a mini email rather than like instant messaging. So it was sort of weird.
Yeah, it's just, oh, mate, it blows your mind how far it's getting. And how much they've captured, like, you know, they know exactly, like you say, I haven't watched that documentary yet, but you were saying about, weren't you, about that documentary where...
Oh, that's, oh, mate, you need to watch that Social Dilemma documentary, yeah, it's so fucking good.
I will get around to
watching. Yeah, you should watch it again, and I'll watch it again, and we have a talk about it.
Episode on it.
Every podcast we do, we end up talking about social media.
We're so passionate haters for it, even though we're, like, number one users of the situation. Well, yeah. We rely on social media at the moment.
I guess it's so good for some stuff, but then,
imagine Facebook messaging our fucking What's on Draft page saying you slandered us, so we're cancelling.
That's why we're not getting any fucking interaction on Twitter and Facebook, because we're
fucking CIA's on us.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, follow our Instagram. Up Instagram, because even though Instagram is Facebook now, but for some reason our Instagram seems to be doing decent, but Twitter and Facebook, their interaction, they just don't push your posts. And if it's like, if it's not a video, then they just don't push it. So
especially, like, we've obviously paid for promotions through Facebook. Once you do that, I think then when you stop, they're like, right, well, we're cancelling you.
We've done it a couple of times. Maybe a fiver or something, and promote this thing.
Yeah.
Try to get, like, the podcast out there. So, like, it pops up, like, how many people have been reached. So, yeah, just if you do promote something, it's like, oh, these, like, thousands of people have been reached. But then now every post from then on, now, it's like, oh, you post something, and then it's like, oh, you've already reached 10 people. Promote it now, and you can reach thousands. Yeah. But it's, like, purposely only reaching them 10 people, so you purposely pay for stuff.
Yeah, they're definitely not that direction. We're stupid. I've got my tinfoil hat on.
It's so I hope Instagram still keeps up there, because I know some online people have said, like, coalition models influencers have said, like, Instagram started is it kind of like mini, like, blacklisting people where, like, yeah, they just don't show them up on the newsfeed at all, kind of thing.
Possibly, but
I know it's, like, it seems like YouTube and stuff, it's kind of a thing, like, nothing, like, shows up in the news and things like that. So hopefully Instagram stays good for us, because that seems to give us good interaction.
Definitely go on Instagram, because when we put pictures of like situations. Like we just put one about the episode before, wasn't it? Episode 9.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, probably get around putting a picture on about stuff we've talked about this one. Like it's more like our faces, if you want to see how sexy we are.
Yeah,
our beautiful faces. That's why it's getting the likes.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to put a face to our face, so you can hate us even more.
Yeah, exactly. But we were going to do a couple of other bits, but we have somehow ranted for an hour and 30 odd minutes.
Yeah.
So, we can end there on another rant. We will try and make.
Peter have probably drifted off by now.
Yeah, we can try and stick to segments next week.
Yeah, well, I've enjoyed it. It's been a good natter.
Yeah, exactly. It's been
obviously, let us know what you think. If anything we've talked about has offended you or is just something you want to talk about, hit that comment.
I just hope that, us talking about social media isn't getting repetitive. Because I know we do kind of speak on the same things every couple of weeks.
If people like listening to it
and they don't mind, then it's fair enough. But
it's good that we've left it to the last segment, to be fair, but it's because it's get like obviously this all came from the Megan and Big Liz segment. So I think obviously it was just proof that media and social media is just fucking fucked in general. So rip.
So hopefully next couple of weeks we'll try and I'm determined next week is not to touch on it at all, but again, a lot in the news in the coming week.
I'll be able next week, hopefully, mention that I haven't been on Facebook for a full week, so that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. So I want to delete it if we didn't do like the socials shit, but.
Keep it on your phone, keep it on the computer then. I've kept it on my computer for that reason.
But it's just so much easier doing it on the phone, because obviously you get to take the screenshot and you do all that shit and whatnot, but.
Then
Instagram is like, Instagram never used to work on the computer. I don't think it still does work properly on the computer, so it's like a bit fucked. So yeah, it is a weird world where things work better on the phone than the computer. Like Facebook on the computer is so like shit. It's just in the bin, like. But I think because no one uses it, so
yeah, the format's all over the shop.
Yeah, so we move.
Hashtag we move. Yes, so drop a like, drop a comment. If you say anything about anything we've said, like happy to give you a shout out on the next episode as well.
Shout out to all the listeners. Let us know if you want to be on the pod.
Yeah, guests included.
Is that there? So yeah. We'll see you next week.